BBC, Holby City, starring Bob Barrett as Sasha, Rosie Marcel as Jack, Lauren Drummond as Chantel, and Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie. Rescue Me by Kim Revel.
Mr. Spencer will be spending more time on the new plastics initiative, so I'm looking for an experienced pair of hands to run acute admissions.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Who do I have to be to tell you the truth?
Will you just shut up?
You can't be nursing your own grandmother.
Your mother. If anything happens to me, I want you to phone her.
I bought myself a new dress. She took her scissors to it. And then she took her belt to me.
Do you really think I'm gonna let you or your sleazy little buddy under my department?
That sounds like a threat.
From today, we share everything.
Prego Holdings. Prego, as in your wife's maiden name. We could both get struck off for this.
Shortness of breath, severe cough, distinct tightness in the chest area.
You really should lay off the wacky-backy, Mr. Levy.
He's got suspected infective endocarditis with possible valve damage.
I don't care if he's got two heads and can play God Save the Queen on his solar plexus.
It's shocker up there. One bed is all I'm asking for.
Look, no way. Not with plastics hijacking what beds I do have. Oh, if it isn't Ant and Dec.
What am I supposed to do? Wheel my patients into the car park?
Good luck in theatre this morning, boys.
Thank you.
Nose job, isn't it?
Nasal reconstruction with facial burns, yep. Busy, busy.
Black and make it fast, please.
Just take a left at the lifts. Ask for Sasha Levy, big lumbering hulk of a fella. You can't miss him.
Late on my first day, he's gonna love me. Is this his number?
Oh, no, just in case you get lost again. Give me a call.
And you are?
Mr. Douglas. If AAU try to offload one of their screamers or droolers onto Darwin's Day, the answer's no, got it?
Chanel?
Chantal.
Meet our CT consultant. Ms. Jack Naylor. If any of your valves need replacing, she's your gal. I'm sure yours are in fine fettle.
Oh. She's staring. Why is she staring at me?
Why do you think? Double-sided ceramics, am I right?
I beg your pardon?
Ta, that's straight. Oh, it's like my holy grail. Bet you've never had a garlic in your life.
Chantel, a bubbly blonde in denim shorts, hurries off. Rick signing a birthday card.
Why wasn't I told about this?
She doesn't want a fuss.
That's the best we could do.
Mr. Crow's ulcer, he's due for a debridement.
Yes. Sister Williams tells me that it's a special day today. Many happy returns.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Just a card.
It's not the point. People want to show you they care, and I want to get on with my job.
Look, I promise you we'll get your wife in as soon as it's humanly possible. Please just sit down for me.
It's starting to feel really sick over there.
I know. He was going to buff you then, give you a matching
pair.
Isn't there something you can do? It's not exactly instilling confidence.
Like what?
I think patients would rather not be treated by a doctor who looks like a street brawler.
What?
Never mind. It's the least of our problems. Right. Beds.
Tell me you got him up to Darwin.
I'm afraid not. It's my own fault. I chose to appeal to Miss Naylor's better nature.
Great.
Well, if you've got any bright ideas how to magic a bed out of nowhere, I'm all ears.
Well, she had her operation a week ago. She only had her piles done.
And she's still in significant pain.
Oh, I can see that.
Thrombosed hemorrhoids are no picnic, let me tell you. I'm not prepared to discharge a woman of her age until her bowels have resumed normal service.
We have patients queuing up in the corridor.
They head over to 70-year-old Mrs. Chapman's bed, where she stored her balls of knitting wool in her bedpan.
Mrs. Chapman?
Oh, Mr. Levy, where have you been hiding?
Now, you haven't forgotten our little chat, have you?
No.
The sooner you number two, the sooner we can go home. An open bowel is a happy bowel.
Oh, it stops me wools getting tangled. I am trying.
Right, let's try another 20 milligrams of lactulose, I suppose.
Mr. Levy, you couldn't try this on again for me, could you? It's just that, well, you're the same size as my Dennis in the neck area.
Oh, bed one. Thanks, sir.
Excuse me?
No, that's Mrs. Roper. I see you are overfull. Apparently, they want us to keep an eye on her.
You know, there are just some days.
I suppose now would be a great time to tell you that the temp nurse is a no-show.
I give up.
Ah, a self-inflicted cranial fracture. That's a novel way to start the day. Might I suggest you give Muesli a whirl?
Mr. Hanson,
your bed management is non-existent. You have patient relatives on the verge of riot. And as for your paperwork, I asked you to run AAU, Mr. Levy, not run it into the ground.
Mr. Franks?
I had hoped rumours of this crisis were exaggerated.
Crisis?
Well, what would you call it?
More of a...
OK, Mr. Franks, you need to get back in bed for me. OK, Mr. Franks? Mr. Franks? OK, leave that to me now. Mr. Franks!
It's just another day in AAU.
A word, Mr. Levy.
Mr. Brendan Scanlon, 52, abrasions to head and upper arms. ED suspect possible head injury. They said you experienced some short-term memory loss.
Do you know where you are?
Vegas. See, Elvis is making himself useful.
One of the male nurses has an Elvis-style quiff.
Pupils equal and reactive.
Shall I book a CT scan?
Yeah, good idea. Mr. Scanlon, you were found unconscious in the street. Do you remember what happened?
Lamppost tried to snog the face off me.
How does that feel?
Fine.
No sign of guarding. Let's start running some colloids through arterial blood gases and the usual bloods, please.
Yes, Mr. Griffin.
And can you accompany Mr. Scanlon to radiology?
I don't need anyone to hold me hand.
Well, I'm sure you don't. It's all part of the service.
As Rick walks off, Mr. Scanlon winces with pain. Elizabeth looks concerned.
Mr. Franks is very confused. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Why is Dr. Valentine undertaking nursing duties?
Oh, it's temporary. We have an agency nurse hot-footing it here as we speak.
It was already 45 minutes late. Let's hope she arrives before your little blip turns into an almighty crash. You have rather brought this on yourself, though, have you not?
Well, I don't see how...
Dispatching Sister Williams to Keller, authorising Dr. Petrenko's unlimited compassionate leave. I mean, you really cannot allow personal issues to cloud your professional judgment, not with the shadow of redundancy hanging over us all. None of us is immune, I'm afraid.
No, no.
You do remember it's my ward inspection today?
Oh, of course. And I can promise you AAU will pass with flying colours.
Hanson slips on some vomit on the floor.
Sorry.
Chantelle's walking along the corridor, consulting a map of the hospital. She delves into her large handbag and drops it, sending her belongings, including a tubular object, spilling onto the floor. Hanson stoops to pick it up.
For God's sake, don't touch that! It's my rape alarm.
I see.
Don't let this go off in here. This will be the straw that breaks the donkey's back. Blame Candice, she said. It's your first aid, babe. You never know what kind of feat you might bump into.
Safety first. Laudable.
Not that I'd think you were a rapist. Though you never know these days. You could be. You're not Mr. Levy, are you?
Thankfully not.
I'm a bit late. You don't think he'll kick off, do you?
I'm sure he'd be delighted to see you.
Oh, everyone's so nice around here. I'm Chantelle, by the way.
Henrik Hanson, Director of Surgery.
He ignores her outstretched hand.
It's just a few cuts and bruises. Trust me, I'm used to it. I used to run a gym, boxing, taekwondo, martial arts. I know 17 ways to disable an opponent with my bare hands.
That's good.
How long's this gonna take?
If you're worried, I can call your family.
Hey, I know you've got to ask me, but I don't want anyone to know that I'm here. It's better that way.
Is she expecting you?
It's a surprise.
Oh, right. Well, this way.
There she is! My baby girl!
No spinal injuries.
Those rib fractures look nasty.
Vince, you are not having a good day. Sats are dropping.
His pericardium's punctured. Prep him for theatre.
Which one?
Darwin 1.
Spencer's in there.
That is our theatre, and this is an emergency. Now prep the patient.
Antoinette was asking after you. She'll come over. The girls would love the pool. Is everything all right?
Faces make me nervous. One slip and it's bye-bye beauty pageant.
Oh, this is not about beauty. This is about her being able to walk into a room without anybody doing a double take. Invisibility has its attractions.
I guess.
You've got 15 minutes.
The hell?
Sorry, my bad. Make that 10.
You never told me your boss was so charming. You can't show me around?
I am a little busy. Good to meet you, though, Mrs. Tate.
Oh, Mrs. Tate. It's a nice surprise for your birthday.
Why else would I come all this way?
Yes. I need to get back to work now.
You can't stop for 5 minutes? Spend some time with your mother?
I'm not due a break for another 2 hours.
It's all right. I'll cover for you.
But I need to take Mr. Scanlon for his head CT.
That's fine.
If Sister Williams is okay with it, then I'm sure we can bend the rules a little. Just this once.
Okay, then.
Wonderful to meet you, Mr. Griffin.
Likewise.
Mum.
Why are you so scroofious?
There's a cafe downstairs.
Come on to this. Your key and roses are all dash up.
Can't find anyone to do them. Doesn't matter.
We'll fix them, yeah? Such a polite man, Mr. Griffin. Is he married?
I have a patient with a life-threatening condition who needs surgery now.
And I have a woman here with half her face burned off by her psycho boyfriend, Michael. We need to deal with this skin loss.
It's cool. I'm on it. Go sweet-talk Griffin. We're done.
This is a CT theater. You have no right.
Here's your wingman.
He's getting worse.
Well, bring him over here. Mr. Spence is leaving.
You're gonna have to shoot us first.
Miss Naylor, we need you.
We agreed. You only call me in an emergency.
I wanted to see where you worked.
Well, how you've seen it.
You gone up in the world. I said you would. Didn't I say you would? Oh, flowers! We should buy flowers!
No, look, I'll call you a taxi.
Remember, I used to take you to the fair for your birthday. You loved the Ferris wheel. Round and round, you didn't want to get off.
I did.
Waving at me. Waving and yelling the place down. Where are we going?
Where are my fluids? Colin, come on! Will you watch it?
This is ridiculous. This is a hospital, not a Bosnian war zone.
Do you really think that we had any other choice? It is too dark in here. I need more light. And where is that suction machine? I can't open the pericardium without it. Go!
It's on its way.
Oh, perfect timing.
Oxygen sats are dropping. He's going into arrest.
He's in PEA. We need to release this blood before it kills him. I need that suction machine now.
We can't wait for one or we're going to lose him.
Thy mother is a vine living in thy blood.
Can't come here again. Do you understand?
I had to.
A small figurine.
Didn't that used to...
For your birthday.
He's waiting.
You know him? What's his name?
Colin. Yeah.
Keeper should bring you good luck. Why don't you come round tonight? 7 o'clock?
She gives Elizabeth a wave as the taxi drives off. In a curtained-off cubicle.
Can't believe we're doing this.
Don't worry, Hanson's gonna hear about this. Just keep that closed. Okay. Passing through the pericardium. Right, get it next to the heart, Mr. Douglas, quickly.
I can't find the source.
Okay, give it to me. More light, please.
Big piece through the floor, we're running out of time.
That's it, release it.
At first, none of the patient's blood runs through the tube and into the metal bowl on the floor. Then, finally, it begins to flow. Jack allows herself a sigh of relief.
Look me to reach your heart out.
Chantelle makes her way into AAU, where Sasha hurries over to greet her.
Hello, hello, welcome to AAU. Sorry the introductions were a little brief.
It's mental in here.
Well, we're a little pressurised, but both Dr. Valentine and I are extremely pleased to see you.
Nutty beige.
Excuse me?
I've got some foundation if you want to cover that up.
No, really, I'd rather not.
It's no bother.
Sasha and Oliver exchange a look as her phone goes off.
Sorry.
So, any questions?
Nope, just let me out.
Sasha looks hopeful. Elizabeth's with Rick at the nurse's station.
Mr. Scanlon's head CT?
Yes.
I didn't know she was coming. It won't happen again.
It's fine. Don't worry.
So, are you too close? You and your mum. She seems nice. You're lucky to have her around.
She's good for her age.
Sweet. Did she buy this for you? Do you know what? I had one of these.
Please.
Sorry, I was just saying.
Don't touch my things. Thank you for covering for me, Chrissy. Would be nice.
I didn't ask you to, did I?
Mr. Scanlon's been on beta blockers for 2 years. He's got a history of ischemic heart disease.
I see. Thank you, Nurse Tate. Have we managed to get in touch with relatives?
He doesn't want them here.
Maybe we should give it another try.
Elizabeth looks anxious. Then she's pouring Mr. Scanlon a glass of water.
You got nothing stronger?
Your wife's down as next of kin on your records. Are you sure you wouldn't like me to give her a call?
She walked out on me years ago. I ain't seen her since.
So you're on your own?
Apart from your son, Liam. Don't go bothering him. He's got his own life.
Well, maybe if I called him and said...
I don't want my son to be told. Don't you get it?
I'll get you a new gown.
No, no.
You can't stay here in these wet things.
Art.
Hold still.
What about Valentine? Just admiring her technique.
Yeah, right.
No wonder you couldn't get it in. You're using a 17. It's obvious you need a 23.
Obvious.
See, there's a trick to this. Take one antecubital fossa, a couple of flicks, and...
Nurse Lane, if you wouldn't mind, we've got a suspected DBT, Ben Samuels, severe calf pain. Can you get a scan organised?
No problem.
Great.
I can get a cannula into anything.
That's some party trick. Bed four, Andy, please. Mr. Ross, is it? And
no a friend.
One. Right. So, according to this. Ah.
What's so funny?
Private conversation.
I bet.
Oh, Darwin 1's available. All yours.
The red light district in Amsterdam.
What?
People will do anything for money. You'd fit right in. I can just see you in one of those booths up against a greasy window, scalpel for hire. Who cares about anyone else as long as Spence gets his check at the end of the day?
Listen, Jack...
Your boo-hoo, I'm ugly patient, nearly cost mine his life.
Well, next time.
There won't be a next time. This ends today.
In a cubicle in AAU.
Oh, we need to find out, right?
What about our steamy night of passion?
So I assume your penis wasn't, let us say, at rest during the time of impact.
It made a popping noise.
My sympathies. Nurse Lane, can we have 10 milligrams of morphine, please?
Of course.
I should sue that cab driver. Muppet slammed on the brakes. Next thing I know...
Sorry, may I...
Yeah. It's in my wallet. Jacket pocket.
I'm just taking my mode.
Well, you are the proud owner of an organised hematoma. And quite an impressive one, actually.
Do you mind?
I've seen it before. OK. I'll come back for the cash.
The woman in her 30s with short, dark hair wanders out of the cubicle, where she notices a patient with an oxygen mask on.
Look, I don't care what you call it. Just tell me. Will it go back to normal?
We'll have to operate, I'm afraid, to reduce the swelling of the outer layer of the... shaft.
Excuse me. This patient. Oh, he's nodding off. No, he's not. Take his mask off. Oh, I can't. You see, it's called an oxygen mask.
If you leave it on, he's going to go into respiratory arrest. He's overloaded with O2.
What? Well, you just do it. And you need to order an arterial blood gas.
Is everything all right?
Mr. Scanlon spilled water on his gown. I'm really sorry.
I didn't mean to snap at you like that. Get it? You might want to warn him. The police are on the way up to talk to him about an incident.
What kind of incident?
I don't know. They wouldn't say. I wonder what he's been up to.
Elizabeth brings Mr. Scanlon in a fresh gown.
You didn't just collapse in the street, did you?
Proper Miss Marple, you, aren't you?
There's bruises.
I've had a few falls. Quite a few.
They don't look like the kind of bruises you get when you fall. Does your son know anything about this?
This has nothing to do with him. You don't want to be telling Liam that you've seen them, OK?
Well, when the police get here...
Police?
You should tell them the truth.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean...
His oxygen sats were fine, but it was the O2 that was the problem.
Good.
I've ordered an arterial blood gas and I'll keep an eye on him.
Excellent work. I'm impressed.
I'm Mark Dixon, our DKA. That's diabetic ketoacidosis. Neuro and blood sugars seem fine.
So, we can discharge him?
Not until he's had a consult from a specialist diabetic nurse.
Couldn't track her down, could you?
Yeah.
Great.
Excellent. All the information is on the computer. It's a bit of a tricky system, but, well, you've used it before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Great.
1,000 apologies. We just had a slight emergency.
He says you want to operate. Since when?
He does have some more bruising.
Where? And
his chest.
Why didn't you mention this before?
I've only just seen it.
Anything else? Nurse Tate? What is your professional assessment of the patient?
He's a bit jumpy, and...
Go on.
He really doesn't want to see his son. It's like he's scared of him.
Do you suspect abuse?
He's hiding the bruising for some reason.
A policeman knocks on the office door.
Hi. The nurse on the desk said I should speak to you about Mr. Scanlon.
Yes.
Is he all right to talk?
Yes. Nurse Tate suspects that he might be the victim of abuse. Do you want to fill the officer in on the details?
Mr. Scanlon really doesn't want...
Elizabeth.
Follow me.
Thank you.
Worst-case scenario, if we don't do anything, you could be looking at increased morbidity and possible long-term damage, so really surgery is the only option.
Talk about take a sledgehammer to crack a knot.
Long-term? What do you mean, long-term?
Look, why get the scissors out if it could heal up all on its own?
The ultrasound indicated a tear.
You tell him, Mr. Levy. You won't find better. That man has got healing hands.
Doctor with groupies.
I take it this isn't your first hematoma.
I've seen a few. In my time, I'm a professional. I take an interest.
It's very refreshing to hear.
Sorry?
Well, you have a great knowledge of medicine for someone in your line of business.
Well, it comes in very handy when you're a nurse.
Oh.
I know what you were thinking.
I really don't know what you mean.
Mind you, I bet prostitutes have a better knowledge of the human body than the nurses on this ward. I wouldn't trust Lady Gaga with my Nana's whippet. And I hate that thing.
Nurse Lane is a professional. I have total confidence in her.
Professional? Well, that would be why I had to tell her to take his mask off then. He was having respiratory failure. She thought he was having 40 winks.
In Hansen's office.
Two Darwin patients received superlative treatment from Holby General and will, in all likelihood, make excellent recovery.
Because we were lucky today.
No, because you're an excellent surgeon who's trained to deal with such eventualities.
I had to open a man's chest in the middle of Darwin. We had to improvise a suction machine.
And I say again, congratulations. It was, by all accounts, quite spectacular.
Do you have any idea what it is like to watch your patient die, knowing that the theatre he needs is being used for a cosmetic procedure?
But the plastics patient was scheduled and you were aware.
This hospital is being negligent. We're putting patients' lives at risk.
That's a tad melodramatic even for you.
Oh, really? Well, what else would you call it?
Surströmming. It's a Swedish delicacy. Herring, fermented to the point of putrefaction. It exudes an odour so strong that it must be eaten outdoors. I have it shipped over here. I can bring in a tin for you if you like. I understand your reluctance, but trust me, if you overcome your prejudices, you'll find it delicious. Rather like your aversion to plastics on Darwin, really. An acquired taste, perhaps, but one I suggest you acquire sooner rather than later.
So you tripped?
You heard me.
You were unconscious in the street.
Banged me head, didn't I?
Look. Do you want to tell me the truth, Mr. Scanlon?
I tripped.
The policeman looks sceptical.
Has your son been in?
No. And I don't want him here.
Why is that?
You promised.
Where was he when this happened?
What? You think Liam did this? He's my son.
You shouldn't be ashamed.
I've hardly seen a hair of him for the last 6 months.
Okay.
He's an ungrateful so-and-so, but... hit me. Never.
So who did?
It was... some bloke. I don't know, well, big he was.
Can you describe him? Was he black, white?
Yeah.
Black or white?
I couldn't see. Happened so fast.
Sorry to interrupt, but we're going to need to take Mr. Scanlon down for his abdomen scan.
Of course.
To Elizabeth.
Look, don't worry, we'll get to the bottom of this. The lads are checking the CCTV where he was found. I'll go and give him a ring.
Mr. Scanlon glares at Elizabeth. At the nurse's station, Chantelle's at the computer.
It went black.
Now, what did you press?
I didn't. It just crashed on me.
I thought you said you'd used the EPI system before.
I'm always on the internet at home.
Yeah, IT, Dr. Valentine, AAU. We've got a major problem.
If you don't mind me saying, your bed management is diabolical. I mean, your ward sister should be ashamed of herself.
We don't have one.
Oh, I knew it. See, this is exactly what happens when you leave doctors to their own devices. It's like giving a loaded gun to a bunch of toddlers.
Well, thank you for your constructive criticism, but...
Oh, give me strength. We need access to the patient's records now.
It went black, Mr. Levy. I'm sorry. I don't know how to use this.
How long?
Have you not been trained on the EPI database?
Oh.
It's difficult. Look, it's really not that hard once you get the hang of it.
So you know how to use this?
Yeah, so?
One day. That's all I'm asking.
What? Just like that?
Well, I'll make all the necessary calls, but essentially, yes.
I was going to have a lazy day.
Please.
Double time and you've got yourself a deal.
Jack finds Michael relaxing in the relatives' room reading a magazine.
Oh, if you don't mind, I was hoping to spend a couple of minutes on my own.
This won't take very long, but I thought it only fair to warn you.
Should I stand up?
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you tooth and nail until I get plastics out of this hospital.
Give it up, Jack. The boss is backing this one. You got no chance.
I don't know what you and Hanson are cooking up, but I will find out. And when I do, you're gone.
Naylor, do you have your antenna switched to conspiracy mode again? You should really get that fixed. We are here to stay, and there is nothing you can do about it.
I'm sorry.
Over my dead body.
Well?
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake. I thought this was the relatives' room. Would you excuse us, please? Very sorry.
She's a nurse. I thought you'd be pleased.
5 minutes ago, you were telling me that she was a...
Best if we don't dwell on that. And she checks out, and we've got Hanson's ward inspection this afternoon. Eddie, Nurse McKee. Right, you'll be needing these.
So you made it home almost in one piece then?
I'm sorry?
Well, the last time I saw you, you were falling out of a nightclub. Don't deny it.
Dr. Valentine?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, you jumped into my cab. You nicked it? I had to wait over an hour because of you.
I've just got one of those faces. Everyone thinks that they know me.
Oh. Right, no time out the present. Ladies are that way.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Oh, you can't leave us now. It's a breach of contract.
Elliot marches up to Jack in the corridor.
I understand your frustration, but that was hardly the time or the place. She was a bereaved relative.
I'm sorry, all right, but...
But what? You were too busy hurling insults to notice or to care.
What do you suggest we do? Let them walk all over us?
I suggest that we focus on what really matters here, providing the best care possible.
Someone has to fight for this department.
Jack, there are other ways.
The policeman who was interrogating Mr. Scanlon spots Eddie as she walks past.
Hey! Hey!
Eddie. What are you doing here?
Oh, working.
Since when?
Started today.
What, just like that?
Well, the dress code's very relaxed around here.
Look, I was trying to get hold of you last night. I thought something had happened.
No, nothing's happened. I'm all present and correct, officer.
So where were you?
I've got to get changed, Jimmy.
Hey, Eddie, where were you?
I stayed over at Rachel's. Oh, what, you don't believe me? Oh, wow, surprise, surprise.
No, I do. I'd planned a nice evening, that's all.
Oh.
It's okay. Maybe we can do it tonight or something.
I really need to put these on.
How'd you get a job so quick?
Charm and sparkling personality, Jimmy. You should try it sometime.
I thought you'd been down a pub, got bladdered again.
Actually, we found no trace of alcohol in your father's blood.
That'd be a first. So what's he doing?
We're waiting for the results of an abdominal scan.
Just go. I don't know why you bothered coming. Get out.
Oh, he's a joker, me old man.
Just get out.
Perhaps we should give your father a few minutes.
Liam Scanlon.
Yeah?
Pleased to meet you. How was your father?
Same selfish bastard he always was.
Wait, mind your language.
Oh, what are you going to do, arrest me? Well, this is nice, isn't it? 21st century Britain. You coming to see your dad get an Asbo?
Your dad doesn't look too pleased to see you.
Look, I don't want to see cardiothoracics compromised any more than you do, but I don't see how being deliberately provocative is going to help.
Four implants in each box times 12. Just how many operations are they planning?
Jack, leave them alone. You only aggravate them.
I'm sorry. You're right. I know. Why don't we all hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
It's called diplomacy.
It's called surrender.
Fine.
Prego Holdings.
Never heard of them.
Jack looks again at the invoice to Prego Holdings that came with the implants.
I've just got off the phone from the station. So much for the abuse theory. He was right. The sun didn't touch him.
So what happened?
It was a gang. Right, vicious bunch. No wonder he's in a state. The CCTV turned up trumps.
So you'll be arresting them?
I would, if he'd make a statement. But he ain't going to talk to me. Can't say as I blame him. What bloke wants to admit he's been beaten up by a bunch of girls?
As Jimmy walks off, Rick catches Elizabeth's uneasy expression.
Elizabeth, we're medical professionals, we're not detectives. You've done everything you can for him.
Radiology say there's a small bleed in his peritoneal cavity caused by a tear in his spleen. Theatre's available this afternoon if you need it.
His heart's too weak. Let's keep him on half-hourly obs and check him again in a couple of hours, yeah? Thanks.
Elizabeth spotted her mum and hurries over to her.
What are you doing here?
A taxi. I had to get out. The driver lied to you. His name's not Colin.
You can't stay here. What have you done?
She spots a gash on her mum's forehead.
In here.
Eddie's in the ladies' toilets, dressed in nurse's uniform, wiping off her lipstick. After checking her appearance in the mirror, she grabs her bag and walks out.
Where's Mr. Campbell?
Oh, he's in seven. It's called a bed movement order. The sicker patients are kept nearer the nurses, thus reducing the time it takes for us to deal with them.
All this disruption, maybe now's, not the best time.
OK, Mrs. Drew, cholecystitis, bed 5, we can transfer her up to Keller, and I am going to prep Mr. Ross for his operation.
Prep Mr. Ross?
Yeah.
Perhaps you should get another nurse to deal with him, seeing as you have a personal relationship.
He's a patient, I'm a nurse. That's the only relationship I'm interested in.
Right, simple as that.
Uh-huh. Oh, I almost forgot. Your mother called in to remind us all that it's your birthday next week, and she was asking for a Christine?
Chrissy, yes, Chris, sorry, Sister Williams.
How long now?
Not long. Mr. Levy will be over to talk through the procedure with you.
I'd rather he didn't.
It will be okay. I mean, it's not like it's a vital organ or anything.
Cheers. Will you be here when I come out?
I don't think so.
Please?
You don't want me hanging around.
I do.
Ian, I'm really not what you need. Most of the time, I'm not what anyone needs.
Elizabeth's mum's sitting on a hospital bed, as she draws the curtains around her.
I'll call Pastor Carl and he can come and take you home. How did you do this?
I hit my head on the door of the taxi. See? You can't trust these people. There's something in there?
No.
You have to get it out. You know what happens when the dirt gets in. It never leaves.
Where are you going? To get you some dressing. Stay here.
She opens the curtains and walks out, catching sight of Mr. Scanlon in the bed opposite. A few moments later...
Today is the first time I've seen him since... I don't know how long.
You should tell him what happened.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm his dad. I'm supposed to be the man of the house, the one who stands up to the world, fights back. A son should be proud of the dad.
And I'm sure he is.
You don't understand.
I heard about the CCTV.
I couldn't fight back. Girls. The way I was brought up. Never hit a woman. Never hit a woman.
In the consultant's office.
He's going to kill you.
They're a health and safety risk. It was my duty to remove them.
You always have to push things one step too far, don't you?
Sometimes we don't have a choice.
We always have a choice, Miss Naylor. We don't always make the right one. Heard he got a bit of Jeremy Coyle with you in Spence.
What do you reckon the going rate for these is? $4,000, five?
Oh, big bucks. The Spence mobile is anything to go by. Spooky, yet oddly familiar. Mr. Douglas, are you scrubbing in on this cabbage or not?
Jack snatches back the implant Greg was fondling. Then she types Prego Holdings into a search engine and starts to investigate.
Mr. Samuel's results came back.
How did you manage that?
No sign of DVT, so we're sending him home.
Brilliant.
Nurse Lane. I also managed to track down an alarm light. It goes off every time he gets out of bed.
You're a genius. Out of the ashes rises the phoenix of AAU. Ooh.
He gives her a hug.
All right, Ed. You going to introduce me?
Good as new. I knew my little girl would look after me.
Don't do that.
You used to love to sing that in church. All on your own. Solo performance.
I've got to go.
All right. I'm going.
Mr. Reynolds is feeling nauseous and his BP's up.
Mr. Scanlon? Okay. Brendan? Mr. Griffin, he's arresting.
Restaurant. Start compressions. Charge to 200. Clear. He's back with us. Let's get him to theatre.
You said his heart was...
His heart's weak, but if we don't operate, he's going to die right here on this bed. Surgery's his only chance. What did his last ob say?
She looks worried.
Which part of half-hourly obs did you not understand?
Oh, come on, Doc, you're an intelligent man, so don't insult me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Levy, I'll get rid of him, OK? Come on, Jimmy, let's go.
Hey!
Jimmy, I want you to go. Just go!
Well, just answer me this, then. Why did you keep it quiet about working here?
The nursing manager booked this morning. It was a last-minute thing.
You satisfied?
And that's the truth?
Yes. Now, if you don't mind...
Look, I'm sorry. It's been one of those days.
Well, we all have them.
I'll see you at the end of your shift.
I didn't do it for you. I did it for Mr. Ross. Lord knows what he would have done to him.
Thank you.
So much for not letting your personal feelings get in the way.
I didn't ask him here.
Mr. Levy!
Get your hands off him.
Get half a milligram of iron adrenaline now.
Can you not read your gloves? He's allergic to latex.
Gone into anaphylactic shock, Mr. Gray. You'll be fine. Just fine.
Mr. Levy said bed free.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry,
Chantelle?
Pax? The bleed in the cavity was occult. It wasn't your fault. It was completely compensated. It's going to happen anyway. It's just a matter of time. I do understand, you know. It's been a difficult couple of weeks. And if you need time with your mother, there is compassionate leave.
It won't help. His BP's dropping.
Suction. He's bleeding out. Gosh, he's arrested. Paddles.
Oh.
Josh, 200. Clear.
No, he can't die. You can't let him die.
Again, 200. Clear.
Do it again. Try it again, please.
So what do you reckon? Slap a picture of Cheryl Cole on here and tell her it's Heat magazine?
It wasn't her fault. She did what I told her. I thought Bedfrey was the strangulated hernia, not Mr. Gray with his latex allergy.
And the blame express comes heading my way.
Well, you can't deny it. The bed swapping has caused a little confusion.
I knew it. Next station, Nurse McKee.
How can I keep track of patients when...
Funny. Well, I thought that was your job. I mean, they're people, right? They're not just bed numbers.
I am aware of that.
But you don't really seem to know them at all, do you?
I pride myself on getting to know them.
Oh, like Mrs. Chapman?
Like Mrs. Chapman, yes.
You have no clue why Nitinora's still here taking up a bed. You should have got rid of her days
ago. It is customary practice to wait until a hemorrhoidectomy patient has actually opened their bowels before discharging them.
You really don't know, do you?
Look, I appreciate all you've done, but I just don't think this is going to work out after all. Do you?
I'll see to it.
There was nothing we could do.
I left him.
He was a sick man. He decompensated so quickly. This wasn't your fault. The beating that he took put the stress on his heart. I'll let his son know.
It's okay. I'll do it.
She heads out of theatre to where Mr. Scanlon's son's waiting. He sits up expectantly as she approaches him. In a corridor.
Mr. Hanson.
Miss Naylor, what can I do for you?
Actually, it's what I can do for you. I had a strange message left on my aunt's machine, and I think it was meant for you.
Really?
Yes, a company called Prego Holdings. I wouldn't want you to miss an important call. Ring any bells?
I hear no tolling, no. Why?
Oh, I'll just keep trying.
Chantelle hands Sasha a form.
Will it go against me?
Listen, I doubt there is a single person in this hospital who hasn't had to fill one of these forms out.
You reckon?
I bet my entire music collection on it. Everything from the Bee Gees to Barry Manilow.
Sorry.
We learn. We move on.
Big favour. I was wondering if you could weave some of your cannula magic in the direction of Mr. Campbell.
See? Mrs. Chapman, what are you doing?
She's discharged me, but I'm still in pain, Mr. Levy. And she's a thief.
Nurse McKee?
She's stolen my buttons, so I wish to make a complaint.
Right, oh, let's get you back under bed.
Mr. Levy, I feel so dizzy. Bed.
Mrs. Chapman, I think it's time you took a laxative.
No, don't be silly. At least not for another 8 hours.
I'm just going to show Mr. Levy your buttons, OK?
No, it's private, please.
She opens the button tin to reveal some white pills that haven't been taken.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Can we get Mrs. Chapman a nice cup of tea, please? How did you know?
I had a hunch.
Well, thank you. You've saved Mrs. Chapman a lot of unnecessary pain and discomfort.
Well, I've seen Dulce's type before.
She's a typical ally.
Ally, care to expand?
Lonely and infatuated. She's in love with her handsome doctor.
Really?
I can't see it myself.
It's hard detaching yourself sometimes. See the wood for the trees.
And in this job you have to. Or you'll never survive.
Why didn't he say anything?
He didn't know how to ask for help. And I think he thought you'd gone.
That's what I let him think. Let him believe I didn't care. It's just the way we are. Were. I should have gone round. Visited him more.
Do you want to see him?
He went to his grave hating the sight of me.
No. He cared about you.
I know you have to say that.
He told me. All he wanted was for you to be proud of him.
I should have been there for him. Now it's too late.
Elizabeth looks moved. Then she walks up to the desk at the nurse's station, where Chrissy hands her the figurine.
Help. I found this in the bin. I think it might have accidentally fallen in.
Elizabeth takes it from her. Then she notices some movement in her mum's cubicle and hurries over.
You didn't do it properly!
Please don't do this.
Who's in that bed?
I don't know. I think it might be one of Mr. Hamilton's patients.
Mr. Griffin! Just the man!
Mrs. Tate, what's going on?
I need you to help me. It's my head! Please!
I don't think that's a good idea, Mrs. Tate.
If I cut my hair, I'd be able to see it better.
Give those to me.
I need them to cut my hair!
You don't. Mr. Griffin can see it, can't you, Mr. Griffin?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Give them to me. Please. Mummy.
Baby girl?
She hands Elizabeth the scissors.
Sorry, Mr. Griffin.
Miss Tate, leave this to me.
Jack's holding an implant in each hand, with faces drawn on them.
Cute, don't you think? We could have a puppet show like Pinky and Perky. Imagine the merchandising possibilities.
You had no right to open those up. It is medical equipment. It has nothing to do with you.
Medical equipment. Hardly. 2 dozen fun bags.
I'm going to invoice you personally.
Oh, okay. Well, who do I pay, you or Prego Holdings?
Give me that.
Do you have any idea what comes up when you type that into a search engine? All sorts of interesting things, including, and get this, a certain Antoinetta Prego. Sunil's lovely wife. I mean, what are the chances? Of course, it could just be a coincidence.
Jack?
You know, I have to dash. My RTA from this morning needs a bronchoscopy. Darwin 1, I think, and then a chat with Hansen, and then... bye-bye plastics.
As soon as she's walked off, Michael gets out his mobile and makes a call.
Sunil.
Are you the one who helped her?
Who?
Ida.
Yes. Yes, I was.
I wanted to see you. To say thank you.
Well, there's really no need.
I'd like to know she wasn't all on her own.
I just need you to keep still, Mrs. Tate. Last one.
They wanted me to give her away. My little baby. She needs me, Doctor. I'm all she got in this world. It's her birthday, you know?
Yes.
We used to take her to the fairground for her birthday.
I'm sure she enjoyed that.
I don't know. She was always so quiet afterwards. So quiet. She never say a word. She just get off and walk away. Tears of joy rolling down her cheeks. Tears of joy. Elizabeth?
Where? Mum? Me?
You have surpassed yourself, Mr. Levy.
Well, I can't take all the credit.
Clearly. Oh, Miss McKee really has been your nurse in shining armour. She was telling me about her ideas for a new bed management policy.
Oh, was she?
So check his pain relief and make sure that he eats something.
Right.
And don't forget, each time a patient's admitted, discharged, moves beds or farts, you log it into the computer.
You don't have a senior nurse in permanent position yet, do you?
Not as yet, no.
No, well, opportunity knocks. Only the very deaf or the very stupid would fail to act upon such serendipity. Don't take too long to think about it.
Well, you should be in theatre in a few hours. I bumped you up.
Bumped?
Twice in one day.
Funny, would never have you down as a nurse, but that uniform suits you.
Yeah, because polyester never looks so good.
You know what I mean. You could have left me. You didn't have to come here with me.
I could hardly leave you with your bits hanging off.
So if I see you in boogies again, tearing up the dance floor?
Do me a favour. Tell me to go home.
The Macarena. It's all coming back to me now.
There's no way I will be doing the Macarena.
You're telling me? You know, it's a good job. You're a decent nurse because your dancing is seriously dodgy.
Decent nurse?
Yeah. I've been watching you.
Well, don't go getting any ideas, Ian. You'll do yourself an injury.
You coming?
Where?
It's time to step into the truth booth.
You certainly impressed him.
Well, Hanson's a pussycat, really. You've just got to find his weak spot.
He thinks I should offer you a job, if you're interested. We have a vacancy for a senior nurse.
Not me. Come back here.
I know, I know. AAU is like that famous yeast extract. You either love it or hate it.
Yeah, the puke, the catheters, the irate relatives, the constant dumping on by other departments that think we're a babysitting service.
We.
Sorry?
You said we.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got me. Sunil's got links to the company that provides us with implants.
Which is a complete breach of trust rules. I harp today.
Like I said, you've got me.
What is this, some sort of death row plea bargain?
Jack, you say that you care about patients. But seriously, we both know that they are just slabs of meat you climb over on your way to the top.
Boring.
You want power, position. You want to be top dog. That's what I'm offering you today.
Where? Michael Spence's booby bar.
You need to take a look. Confidential. The future of Holby. Check out chapter 2, page 17. The cessation of cardiothoracics at Holby City and its transfer to St. James's. It's a real page turner. Keep you up at night.
They can't get rid of CT.
They are going to keep one senior cardiothoracic surgeon. Keep your mouth shut. Be your name on the door.
Later. Give Hanson my best.
You could have talked to me earlier. What are you going to do now?
Take her home.
And then what? Does she see anyone?
The pastor.
Who?
He comes to visit her. He talks to her, they read the Bible.
She needs someone to look after her properly. There is help out there. Agencies.
She's got Mina. She's got me.
Jimmy finds Eddie sitting outside, having a coffee. He sits down next to her.
You on a break?
No, I'm inserting a catheter.
No, I was thinking, you fancy getting a Chinese tonight?
I can't.
Is this about what happened with that doc? Because I said I'm sorry.
No, no.
You going to tell me about last night?
Last night? There's nothing to tell. There was this
Some drunk old slapper.
Who?
Never mind. Just never want to meet her again.
Eddie, what is going on?
I've been thinking. Maybe you should come and get your stuff.
You're finishing with me, yeah?
I need to be on my own.
No, you don't.
Look, Jimmy, we both know it's not really working, is it? You and me.
She gets up and walks off, leaving Jimmy looking sad and thoughtful. In the hospital cafe, Jack sits mulling over the report Michael gave her when Sasha comes in.
You okay?
The answer's still no.
Oh, that? No, panic over. The storm has passed.
As he walks off, Jack returns to studying the report. Rick stands at a window in the stairwell, looking down on Elizabeth, walking off arm in arm with her mother. A black taxi's waiting for them. Elizabeth opens the door, and they both get in the back. Did someone take the love from you? Watching the taxi drive off from his vantage point at the window, Rick's expression is etched with concern. So don't say